up here talking about what it's like to wear a Raider uniform. What's it like for you to wear the Raider uniform?
It's a tremendous honor for me, to finally put on the silver and black. Since a kid, I've been waiting for this moment, and I'm just taking advantage and, basking in it right now. So.
When the Raiders called you, you probably had other offers from other teams too. Was there any doubt what the Raiders called? This was the place you're coming?
No, there was no doubt at all. I was getting a lot of calls. I had to turn a lot of teams down. They already right out the gate. They were, don't go with the Raiders. I know you want to follow your heart, but we got a spot for you here. But I know without a doubt this was the spot for me. And, I'm happy I made with the decision I made, definitely.
Who was more excited, you or your dad?
I think it was a draw, honestly. Yeah. he was really excited. I could see it in his face. Right after the draft, he knew I was coming here without any doubt. So, we both, basked in the moment. We were both excited, and, so it was a good moment.
If he wanted to, he could have walked out here and watched you practice today. He's got the run of the place, but he didn't. I mean, was that kind of something that he said, look, I'm not going to be checking you out the first day, so something you guys talked about at all?
Yeah, he told me yesterday, he's like, I'm not going to come out. I know you're expecting me to come, but this is your moment, you need to, be a man about it as an individual, and I'm not going to be here to pressure you or anything like that, so that's what I'm doing, and, he have a chance to come out and see me practice. So
there wasn't even a small part of you that thought, man, you know what, maybe I better blaze my own trail here, as opposed to coming to the Raiders,
Nah, not at all. I've looked up to this organization, this club for a long time, and it was no part of that going on with me. I've looked up to my dad and want to follow in his footsteps, but also lead my own trail, like you said, at the same time. So I got to find that balance, and that's what I'm trying to do right now.
Don't you notice that sometimes that maybe like that fourth, fifth, or sixth round, seventh round, right now, you're not hearing your name? Did you start saying, maybe I don't want to get drafted so I can control my destination?
There was a part that set in when the later rounds, and noticing how many backs were getting taken. It's getting harder and harder for a back to get drafted these days. But that's out of my control, and I'm here now, so that's what I'm doing.
You're one of a lot of guys that came out of here early that didn't get drafted. At what point you just moved straight ahead and you said, all right, if I don't get drafted, I'll just deal with it? Or how much is there any disappointment at all that you made that decision and then it wound up not paying off in terms of the draft?
There's disappointment that sets in, but you got to move forward, as an individual. And no, it's not all about how you come in, but how you leave and how you set your mark here in the league. So you still have to make a team, drafted or undrafted.
As a practical matter, do you see kickoff returns as being a big deal for you if you're going to stick?
Oh, definitely. All special teams. If it's kickoff, punt block, or punt, so I'm looking at special teams as a definite way to get on the field and contribute early to this team.
George, do you feel some measure of comfort? Your home, and this is your team, this is your father's team. Is it helping the transition into professional life?
Oh, it definitely, definitely is. Definitely familiar with, everybody, the staff here, and the coaching staff here, and everybody in the front office and things like that. So it's definitely an easy transition for me, and I'm taking advantage of that and just growing. So
I assume you got feedback before you made your decision come out in terms of where you would be drafted. Where did you have any anticipation of where you would get drafted?
I knew it was going to be, if I were to get drafted, it would be the later rounds or undrafted, But, there's a lot of teams that had interest before the draft. Coming into the draft, I thought I was going to get picked up, in the later rounds. But, I'm here now, so that's all that matters.
Can you read all the, a lot of the over-analysis of the draft thing? Step on you, and there's stuff that says that it doesn't really catch the ball that well. It seemed like you were catching the ball kind of smoothly out there. Is that a skill you think is underrated in you, and that you can catch the ball at an NFL level?
I definitely think I can, and I'm not going to shy away and say it's something I need to not worry about or not work on. So I'm definitely, it's an emphasis I need to work on, and I'll be catching balls after practice and things like that, just to just to hone in that ability to do that. So it's just a progression in all the phases, blitz pickups and all of that. So